Upstate Music Live!
Check, check, check. We just checked the mic. We are back. Triple check. It's the Triple Threat, episode 3 of season 5.
Wow.
First episode of the new year, 2024.
Happy New Year to you all.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. All those things. But, you know, we missed a couple weeks here. But I just wanted to give you guys an honest behind the scenes. I was telling Beats here in our pre-show meeting. Yeah, basically, we originally planned to release the season 5 debut or premiere this week, but we didn't want to wait too long. That's why we did a couple special episodes there for you to get the season kind of kickstarted. And obviously, the last 2 weeks have been literally Christmas and New Year's. So, you know, hope everybody had a happy, safe, fun holiday season. Did you get everything Santa from Santa that you asked for, Ryan?
Yes, yes. Come to you and take the Unpod Nation out of the studio, and we went on site. So
that's right. We did back-to-back on site kind of specials there with the Greenies to kick off the season, which was a fun time. And unfortunately, that audio got cut off at the second half of the show there. But that's why you got to be there. I mean, it's kind of like we said, you know, you to get the whole experience.
Yes, because you know what? Y'all missed out on the ummies, and that's what I'm really excited right. about right. more than anything else for 2024 is the ummies. So
we'll stay tuned for that. We'll be announcing that
probably in a year.
Yes.
At the end of the December.
Sometime. When it's getting recold. All right. Recold.
Recold. That sounds like a movie.
It stars Bruce Willis
and
Nicolas Cage.
And a reprise of Mr. Freeze with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I almost thought about him too. All right. Anyway, what the fuck? I was going to talk about the movie Junior. But anyway, all right, let's get back to it.
Back to Umpire.
Ooh, we're getting all up in your face today. I know that BB taught me how to click out some of this stuff here.
BB's studio. BB's Peter's studio.
Oh, he's got an announcement too. So let's bring that up in a second. But really quick, before we jump in here, well, first of all, let's go and tell people this episode we are going to feature Kevin Schlereth, who ended up playing at the Charlie's Castle show. And so this is essentially part two of that. You know, we're back in the studio, yes, but we're going to use some recordings from then. And we're going to kind of roll with the season as we normally do after this. We're going to have some featured artists that we're going to talk about. There's been a lot of happenings in the music scene as well. And one exciting announcement was the announcement of a new venue coming to town, Ryan, and I think later this year or next year. And
I think they said first show will be in 2025, but I'm super excited about it, to be honest with you, dude. And it's the announcement of, let's say it together, True Line.
We'll give you guys the details on that whenever they are officially announced.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it because I they had another article come out this week that just gave some new insight on it. And Michael Grosner, you know, the True Line founder, CEO, he also helped found House of Blues, y'all. So this is really cool. So True Line, I'm really excited about you coming to town. You know, if you're going to need a resident DJ, Dr. Love Beats would love to be your DJ. And I think you should holler at me. So True Line, we're excited about you. 2025, looking forward to it.
All right, cool. So stay tuned for that. And also, I wanted to give on a more serious note here, since we haven't had actually time to sit down in the studio yet this season, I did want to touch on our friend, you know, rest in peace, Bradley Keegan. He passed away early this year, and he was a good man, and he was a friend of ours, and he was, you know, a very lovable human being with a good heart.
Yes, another drummer. So we're drum brothers. You know, he bought a house drum kit so when he was booking shows, the drummers didn't have to bring in drum kit. You know, he supported the show by being on it and by not just being on it, by listening and putting money where your mouth is. So he really friend for real. So Brad, we love you. You're missed and we love you.
Yes, sir. Just extremely grateful to have known him and for him to be so generous, and you know, not this is not the most perfect segue, but yeah, there are some things in the works based on sponsorships that we're going to announce later. So there are a couple announcements on both of those fronts, Ryan. Before we jump into the Kevin Schlereth, I did want to touch on this really quick. I met someone who's a pretty big deal, and I don't want to say his name yet, but he does own a studio in the area, and he's worked with famous artists such as Nelly, and he showed me all these pictures with him with Kendrick Lamar and Wu-Tang Clan.
Hi,
and dude, he's big time. Like he's an engineer, and he's got obviously serious connections and worked with some huge artists. So he's got a facility, and we've discussed it briefly the other night. We exchanged information, so stay tuned for that. Hopefully that's something that comes to fruition soon. We want to incorporate video. I don't know if it's going to get done this year, but probably closer to the end of the season or season six, we want to incorporate the video because that's where most podcasts are going. And, you know, you guys probably want to get a peek at our faces maybe at some point. I don't know. Maybe you don't.
Yeah, that's the thing with Umpod. I'm like, I'm really excited to see where it started. I'm excited to see where it's come from, where it started and where it can go. So, you know, being a sponsor, supporting the show, that helps us take it to the next level. So I'm really excited about being a platinum recording artist podcast.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, Ryan Beats, let's go ahead and jump into the Kevin Schlereth content. We're going to go back to the recordings from Charlie's Castle and give you guys a little taste of Mr. Kevin.
All right. Let's chill. Let's jump back in time.
Doc Brown.
That time, we must have turned a page. Took on another pace. A climax we're trying to escape. Our hero resolved to meet his fate.
Welcome back to the Upstate Music Mind podcast. We just described the Umpod Nation tag to a new guest to the show here, but one that Ryan is more familiar with, Love Beats here. I just met him today, Mr. Kevin Schlereth. Am I saying that right?
That sounds awesome, yeah.
Okay. We're gonna get him the mic here in a second, but Beats, why don't you help me set this up, man?
Yes, so Kevin Schlereth, he is a singer-songwriter. He travels the country about 10 months out of the year playing music with his family. Who Am I played our first show because Kevin was on tour, wanted to play a show in Greenville, and said, "Hey, Drew, can you get me a show in Greenville?" And Drew said, "Yes, I'll get you a show." And then Drew came to me and said, "Well, why don't we just start a band and open up for Kevin?" And now 2 years later, here we are, Who Am I? Just have a single on Spotify and all your streaming services, and we're playing a Christmas Buddy with Kevin again. So Kevin's like, he's kind of become.
He's the reason you, the, I said, who am I? That who am I became a thing, honestly. I've never heard that part.
That's a true story. Like, we planned that, he plans his tours out far in advance. So we knew he was coming, and Drew was going to play it acoustic, but he was like, dude, you know what? We just jammed. Why don't we just start a band and open up for Kevin? And he was like, well, we have 8 months to get ready or whatever. Let's do it. So. He's become a big influence. He's been a great friend. And we just played a Bloodline Fest in South Bend, Indiana. Kevin was a big part of us getting on that show, and he played it as well. So it was really awesome. So I'll go ahead and set him up and let him talk about his music. But great singer, great songwriter, my friend, Kevin Schlereth, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. We have Mr. Kevin Schlereth on the mic. Kevin, how you doing, bud?
I am doing great. Thanks for asking.
Beats, as always, gave us a nice little setup here, but I'm going to kind of let you say your version of it. Do you want to briefly describe maybe your musical background and kind of how you got into the music biz here?
Yeah, I have been playing music for a very long time. It's hard to remember all the way back to the beginning, but about 12 years ago, my family and I, we had two kids at the time, and we just decided that it was time to put all of our stuff in storage and travel. And we went on tour for about a year thinking that would be kind of the kind of,
we're having an impromptu cameo.
I did see Abby go out. No, I didn't actually. I'm doing this.
Evan's biggest inspiration is just walked up.
He's my youngest. He comes into the story a little later. He jumped the gun. Yeah. So we thought we might travel for a year, and you know, here we are 12 years later. We added two more kids to the mix, and yeah, we mostly play living rooms and all around the country, and about 250 dates a year.
So where are you guys based out of? Is it Indiana?
We live in Wisconsin, actually. We were based out of St. Louis, Missouri up until about 5 years ago, and now we're in a little town called New Richmond, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Okay. What is that, a Cardinals hat you have on?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, big Cardinals
hat. Cardinals fan, yes. All right, go check it out, man.
So I guess, like, briefly, like, stylistically, how would you describe your music or your genre?
I'm pretty bad at that. I made up a fake genre called post-folk, basically to dodge the question. I don't know what it means. You don't know what it means, but you can say the answer and the question goes away.
That sounds fantastic, man. I love creating new genres and genre titles. Yeah. Excellent. Okay. So do you have some recorded material that we might be able to slide into the episode, or?
Yeah. That's a great question. I think, there's a song called Tables. That's probably the song that I've played the most over the last six years or so. My newest album is called Lenten Songs, but it kind of works as a whole, so I wouldn't point to a particular track and say,
okay,
this is the one.
Well, we'll talk after we record, and we'll get one of these tracks. We'll nail one down and lay it on the ears of Unpod Nation here. Aside from that, we're gonna get some live recordings from the show tonight too, so we're excited to hear you guys jam. And do you have anything for us?
I don't think so. Thanks for having me on.
You don't have any secrets about Beats that I should know of? I always ask people.
No,
you probably got Drew secrets.
Drew secrets. Yeah,
I may have some Drew secrets. My favorite thing about Beats is that sweet sweet potato cake that he used to bring us. So
this has been mentioned on the show several times.
Through the days.
All right, man. Well, I guess we'll go ahead and wrap this up and get to the show here soon, right?
Absolutely,
Kevin.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Did you hear? He's sending for a cult not too far from here. Could this be our great and mighty king from the prophecy? Will all oppression cease, the Romans driven out, and our people at peace? Pave the way, let's offer up a shout of praise. Thank you. covering the road with their branches and clothes. Do they know, do they know? He's talking more of death than of toppling Rome. Hear the song that they sing. I wonder what they're looking for in a king. Is this him riding away? My king against his death parade.
Yes, and that was live from Charlie's Castle, as well as some of the recorded content from Mr. Kevin Schlereth. Great solo artist there. He was a very nice gentleman. It was nice meeting him for the first time out there. But Ryan.
Super cool guy. I love Kevin, man. He's very inspiring, like I've already said. But great songwriter. So listening to music that has a meaning and a purpose and a message, like, he's got a story, you know, to tell, and he's just an incredible songwriter. So super cool dude.
All right, folks. Well, stay tuned next week. One more mention here. Speaking of the sponsorships from earlier in the episode we were discussing, there is another one here coming up in the works. I've discussed it from a gentleman I know, and his name is also Ryan. So might have another Ryan involved with the show as a new sponsor. If you're interested in sponsoring the show, reach out to us. UpstateMusicMine@gmail.com or at UpstateMusicMine on any social media platform. Yeah. So anyway, this coming week though, Ryan, we did want to promote this one show because our next artist that we're going to be featuring is known as Kicksnare Crash.
Kicksnare Crash, y'all.
And they're going to have a show actually coming up at the Radio Room. So before we feature them and give you all the inside details, if you want to hear them live and in action, they're going to be playing when, Ryan?
January 12th at the Radio Room.
Nice. January 12th, that is a Friday?
Friday night.
All right, this Friday. Yes, go check out Kicksnare Crash and then hop onto the pod on Monday when we release the next episode featuring the boys from Kicksnare Crash.
Go talk to them at the show. Tell them to talk about you on the podcast and then listen to yourself being talked about on the podcast.
Yes, I'm excited for that. I hope, please do that. If that podcast happens, that'd be great. We'll get a shout out to Ashley and David and Nico, and I don't know where that one came from, but all you guys.
Every one of you.
Those are our top three fans on Facebook. That's why I said that. Them and my mom. All right. Beats, that's going to wrap it up this week, bro. I guess we will see you guys on the flip side.
All right, y'all. Thanks for listening to Unpod Nation. I'm Dr. Love Beats. This is Ryan Stearns. We'll see y'all next week.
Peace out. Upstate Music Mode.